This is the third morning service on December 8th, 2019. It is the second Advent week, and the message is delivered by Pastor Inoue. The message title is Advent, from the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 6 through 11. This is the second week of Advent 2019. In the second morning service, Shin Narita was baptized. It was a great baptism service. Those who are here in the third morning service will have an opportunity to hear his testimony later. Shin Narita was searching for the real God. He searched and searched and searched, and finally, he encountered the Savior. And we heard his testimony this morning. He looked like someone who was looking for something really precious and important that was lost. I suppose you also look for something. You know, you may look for your glasses and here and there, everywhere, couldn't find it, but finally your child tells you that it's on your head. When we search for God so seriously, we find Him really near you, near us. God is not far. He's really close to those who seek for Him. And today, we'd like to study the Savior who came very near to us. Today's scripture passage is from a letter to Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 through 11. A letter to the Philippians. Chapter 2, verses 6 through 11. Philippians chapter 2, verse 6. Christ, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage, rather he made himself nothing, by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We'd like to study how or who the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, is. First of all, I'd like to tell you the summary or the takeaway of my message today. It is Jesus Christ came down near us. Jesus Christ is the Savior who came down near us. Do you know a story of a shoemaker Martin? The original story is written by Tolstoy. And in Japan, the story is widely known through children's book. A shoemaker, Martin, is a very miserable man. His wife died early, and the only son he had was lost because of an illness. He lost hope of his life. He did not know why he was living. He was a professional as a shoemaker, so he could repair any shoes, but he couldn't repair his heart. He lost his faith or hope. He was bitter against God, and he wondered if God was really there. One night, Martin had a dream where he heard God's voice. "Martin, Martin, I'm coming to see you tomorrow." He clearly heard the voice in the dream. When he woke up, he thought he had a very strange dream. But he thought that maybe God might really come to visit him. So as he worked in his shop, he was waiting for God's coming. On that day, three people came to him. The first was an old man who was so exhausted after shoveling away snow. The second was a poor mother with a little baby. And the third one was a boy who was caught in his shoplifting. Martin felt so sorry about them. He helped them as much as he could. But finally, God did not come. And he went to bed thinking that maybe that was just a dream. But he had another dream that night, and he heard the same voice. "Martin, Martin, I came to see you today." Before Martin was trying to tell God that he didn't come, he remembered three people who visited him that day. An old man, the mother, and the boy. And God said, "Martin, those three were me. What you have done to them, you have done to me. Let's go back to Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 through 8. "Christ, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross." God of the Bible is invisible. But that invisible God took a visible form of man and that was God Christ. As in the letter of to the Philippians, he took the very nature of servant, being made in human likeness, being found in appearance as a man. And the Bible says that Jesus Christ came as a man, although he was God. So, this is the second week in Advent. In the dictionary, Advent means appearance, coming of an important event, or nativity, or descent. Christ appeared in our history, and he is God who came to us. And Christ did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. He made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. So nativity is to come down, to be born, and descent means to come down to be present. So Christ is God who came down, as the Bible says. If we think about the story of Martin, the shoemaker, he was in a very sorry stage. But he lost his family and he lost his hope. He had a freedom to live his life, but he was bound by something. He was bound with his sorrow and anger and the hurt. And God came to Martin. The Christmas shows that the God comes to us. Verse 7, again, Christ made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. Taking the very nature of a servant. Here the servant means a slave. God, nothing can bind God. He has the complete freedom. He is the only one who has the complete freedom. We live our life being bound by many things. But God is free. He has a complete freedom. And he has created the universe, and he governs the world, and he is the real king. But this king, God, took a form of a slave. We human beings are the slaves of our sin. But God took the same form as us. And that is the Savior who was born on Christmas Day. Just like Christ released the chains on Martin's heart, he came to us to be with us, to save us, who were the slaves. You might remember a dramatic incident in 2010. An accident of in Chile, in South America, where the mine roof caved in Copiapó Minery. In Chile, there are many mines, and often the accidents occur. August 5th, in 2010, the mine roof caved in. And there are 33 workers were below the roof that caved in. It's 460 meters below the ground level. And more than 2 weeks passed. Everybody thought those 33 must have been dead. But the ground was drilled. Just a small 10 centimeter diameter hole was made all the way below 700 meters deep. And when the hole was made, there was a piece of paper which came up with the drill, and it was written on the paper that we 33 are all alive. And 33 workers for 2 weeks were trying to survive underground. And unprecedented rescue project started. And through a small holes, the water, food, and oxygen were supplied. Then later on, camera and communication cable to secure the communication tool between the workers underground and those who are trying to rescue them. And the workers asked something to be brought to them, and that was the Spanish Bible. One of the 33 was a pastor, a Protestant pastor, named Jose Enriquez. He was also working as a worker in the mine. And Pastor Jose said that while we are waiting to be rescued, we need not only bread, we need a Bible, which is the bread of life. and 33 small Bibles were delivered. The workers, 33 workers, read the Bible every day until the day when they were rescued. God's word came down to 700 meters deep under the ground. For those 33 workers to be saved, they needed God's word, God's promise, and God's hope. And Jesus came down from heaven to this earth to save us. John chapter 1, verse 1 and 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and lived for a while among us. Jesus Christ came down to be near us. Where are we now? 700 meters below? Or maybe even deeper in the darkness? However miserable and difficult place we might be, the Savior will come down to be with us. Wherever we are, God, the Savior, will come down to be with us, to be near us. Again, Philippians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Being found in appearance as a man, Christ humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. When the workers in Chile were rescued, a special capsule was used. And this capsule was named the Phoenix. And this Phoenix, the capsule Phoenix, was delivered to the depth, one by one, to rescue them. Physical life was saved by this capsule. But physical capsule cannot save spiritual life. Jesus Christ came to this earth and made himself, humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even to death on a cross. So that he might raise us to the heaven. Just like the Phoenix capsule raised the workers from 700 meter depth to the earth. Apostle Creed says, Jesus Christ was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried, and he descended to hell. The third day he rose again from the dead, he ascended to heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Jesus Christ is the Savior who came down to be near us. Even in the bottom of our life, we can encounter Jesus, the Savior. Our life on this earth is not easy, but Jesus can raise us up to the heaven. This fall, we had funerals almost every month. But it was, those were the ceremony to send those who died to heaven. Last week, we had a funeral of Mrs. Shizuno Kikuchi. Only a few weeks before, until a few weeks before, Shizuno was with us, worshipping together our God. But she passed away and went to heaven. The Bible promises that the Savior will raise us up to heaven. One day, we are going to complete our walk on this earth. And then, we wish to trust our life or our soul to the hands of the Lord. Let us pray.